Reading, writing, math, science, history. There are some things that never change at school time.
You got to learn your lessons. Yeah.
Homework is something that's existed forever and will continue to exist forever.
It built America, baby.
Right? Maybe not. A new idea has parents screaming at each other over what is and isn't the best way to teach our kids. And it's not actually just parents. There are academics who all of a sudden...
Professor Slack.
And although it sounds crazy, I mean, Tommy, new ideas aren't always bad ideas.
Okay.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Your kid shouldn't have to do homework.
He's going to fall behind.
That's the rallying cry from some parents and now school districts and officials across the U.S. And here's the idea, Tommy. Mm. You give your students the ability to opt out of homework.
It would be more.
I've been giving my dog the option of a third dinner. It's there if you like it, Fido.
All right, let me try that again. It's allowing parents. Okay. It's allowing parents to pass on their kids having the work to do outside of school. Some districts in the U.S. are toying with the idea after studies about kids' workload, activities, and lack of sleep. Those for the opt-out homework program say that homework is added unnecessary stress on the kids, that it doesn't actually help them because if they're doing it right, they don't need to do the homework, and if they're doing it wrong, there is no one there at home to correct what they've done wrong in the moment, and doing it wrong is actually hurting them even if you show them how to do it on the back end.
These poor children.
They also argue that homework is not realistic. That most jobs are not sending people home after an 8-hour day with 2 to 3 more hours of work to do every night.
They kind of are with emails and things you get stuck doing.
Look, I mean, there are people that work outside their hours, but the majority of Americans aren't doing an extra 3 hours of work at home. Mm. Now, look, we tried to look this up.
Right.
But we couldn't find if any school districts in our area allow for parents or students to opt their kids out of their homework. Or if there are schools in this area that have passed on homework altogether. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you have been given this option as a parent. Does this sound like a good idea, Tommy Muley?
No, it's terrible. Okay. And you're telling me, like, so you said, like, between the homework and the activities, it's too much.
This is the argument.
But you could cut back on the activities.
Okay.
Which it seems to be learning is the main thing, not... You running around like an idiot on a field in the afternoon.
Well, it's an interesting debate to be had, right? Because you're right. I would think that academics would take precedent.
Balance.
However.
That's the whole reason you go to school.
No, Kimmy just said it.
What?
It's a balance, you know? I mean, like, you want your kid to be a well-rounded student, which means it's beyond academics, right? It's other things that they could be interested in that they're exploring. I mean, like, we're not also talking, like, we're not even just talking about sports, right? Like, after school clubs and other activities they could be involved in that are adding to their, you know, resume, if you will.
There are lessons you'll learn on a sports field that can't be taught inside a classroom. There are lessons you'll learn on a student government or a debate team or yearbook.
Kids who do theater.
Yes.
Band.
Like, all of these things are
band,
unique.
Band, theater, that, come they, on.
Those
are you
kids
going
practice,
to Broadway?
You want to talk about...
Broadway has people that work there.
You want to talk about an after-school program. I remember kids in band, like, they would be involved in that all year round after school. And that took up a lot of time for those kids.
Yeah, Sammy Saxophone's flunking out.
Just to be clear, you never did homework.
And I regret it.
He didn't even do any extracurriculars.
And I regret it.
He did none of the above.
You regret not doing homework. You have your dream job. You don't do anything. You sit in a leather chair for 30 years, 4 hours a day. Well, no, I'm sorry. 3 hours and 47 minutes a day. Why are you looking off in the distance?
You're kind of making a good point.
No, I mean, look, I am not saying that I am for
and we're
this.
Falling, and aren't we falling behind in all areas of education?
You just keep yelling falling behind, but you never have any numbers to cite.
I hear we suck at math.
Yeah.
And we suck at science.
Okay.
I'm just talking about this room.
Look, I am not saying this is a good idea. I don't know if this is a good idea. All I'm saying is we need to take a step back and take a look at it fairly, right? Because, look, I was never good at homework.
I didn't do it.
I knew, and look, you're right. We mortgaged our futures and somehow lucked out on the back end.
Yeah.
But I can't sit here and say it had a positive or negative effect on me because it's just something that a lot of times I didn't understand.
It seems like it gives you that discipline, though.
Okay. That's a fair statement. That is a fair statement.
Like, this is what you do after school. And then you can go do your activities. It's like school first. Then if you want to do something, whatever left, that's what you get.
Okay.
So, you ain't going to the NFL, kid.
So, except there are people that go to the NFL.
Yeah, but those are the... That is a sea hare on a sea hare.
I know. Look, we can sit here and argue about it all day and make stupid points, but there is actually academic study that has been done on this.
The other countries doing it?
That I don't know. I just got America right here. All right. So those who are for it, again, we're talking about parents opting their kids out of homework, this new idea that is swept across the country, and it's been around for like 2 decades, this idea. Those who argue for opting out of homework argue there has never been a study that proves homework raises kids' grades or the ability to do a certain subject. Now, to be fair, looking last night, there also wasn't a study that said it hurt the kids either.
Okay.
But there are several books published by folks who worked in the education field.
Well, you're never going to read them because you didn't do your homework.
Over the last few years that argue against homework.
So after school should just be activities and dinner and sleep.
The argument is balance for the kid. That's one of them. Right. The other argument is we are overestimating how much homework has an effect on kids and their education. Mm.
The amount of homework I did on the bus, whether I was copying somebody else's homework or just straight up like, you know, zipping through it, putting something on the paper so it looks like I did it. Like, I personally didn't get anything out of homework. That was like my downfall in school. It was like I paid attention in school, but the second I got home, I had no attention span for homework.
All right, we've been rambling. You don't like this. Kimmy seems to be warming up to the idea.
You're going
to
get a country of me's.
252, let's not say things that are going to horrify everybody, all right? Like, that's an image you can't take out of your head. 252-WCMF, we had asked if this is something that happens in our area.
Yeah.
Salt is on CMF. Hey, Salt, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
So, I was just listening in, I heard, so I was actually part of a program back in 2008 for Gates Chilite School District that allowed a teacher to run a program just for this sort of type thing.
Okay, so like you didn't have any homework for what class was it that you were taking?
It was all of the core classes in this program for kids like me who we had outside issues at home, kind of thing.
Okay.
So this was a project to get us more focused while we were in the building and not have other issues to worry about when we were outside the building.
Okay, so having gone through this yourself, what was your experience like?
I think it was a massive weight off my shoulders because I didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff when I was at home. Because I had other problems at home. I wasn't living at home when I was 16 going on 17. So. Okay.
I is 16 then, going on 17. He's got problems at home. I'm sorry, Salt. Go on.
No, I was just, I mean, I don't know this teacher that ran the program is actually probably one of the people you're talking about. She has multiple published books and papers on different types of learning right now.
So you graduated?
I did graduate in 2008, yeah.
Okay. So if someone were to ask you with your personal experience, you would say giving the kids the ability to opt out of homework was a positive, not a negative for you?
I think it works for some. Maybe some would like to do it, or maybe they don't want to. Because we would actually just try to, instead of getting these weird study halls or whatever, we would just crush that extra work in the building.
Okay. And he's crushing it.
If it was an option... I don't see what the problem would be.
Okay. All right. Well, Salt, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
All right. Take care. There goes Salt. He knew he had problems at home because they named him Salt. You know, we want to talk about his sister Pepper and his cousin Paprika.
Boo.
Well, no, he had that really high-end cousin.
Who's that?
Saffron.
Well, that's a high-end. That's a very expensive place.
We got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. We got a ton of people sitting on hold. We got Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about this new, movement to get rid of homework for kids in school. The idea right now is giving parents the option to let their kids opt out of homework. And there are several academics that argue that homework does not do what we think it does for our kids, that the school life balance for kids are out of whack, right? That our kids, I mean, there are school districts changing start times to get them more sleep.
Yeah.
Andrew writes us, sounds like a teacher. Wish I wouldn't have said his name first. Sorry. A lot of Andrews out there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep that in mind. He says, I want my students to show me what they can do in front of me. I don't want them practicing incorrectly at home.
All right.
I mean, you know, if you do something wrong.
The bad advice I got from parents, like let's say you get stuck on your homework and you're just, you know, especially like math, things like that. Like, I don't know where to go from here. You're also relying on maybe a parent or a sibling to explain things to you.
And they're all dumbasses.
You know, you hope that they're giving you the right information, but you don't really know.
True that. And like, here's the thing. We've had a lot of people thinking this is a good idea. Facebook, some disagree. Matt writes us, if you believe education is important, you have to believe homework is as well. How do I know how well my kid is doing before they take a test? Those test scores weigh heavy.
They're heavy to practice.
And it's better to have a kid show what they need to improve on with smaller stakes than fall flat when it really matters. That's also a decent point.
But maybe with Salt's experience, he kind of said that there
were...
Yeah,
not so easy when you say it, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah. That... they did more in school, so like they substituted those study halls for, you know, I don't know what to call it, but more of like a work session where you were getting that homework done almost in school. So you were still doing the work, it just, you know, you were putting it within the day instead of having to do it at night.
So did you have study? You had study hall.
Sometimes.
So study hall.
A lot of times I had like in school detention.
Our study halls when I was in school, that was all it was for. Were for bad kids.
Oh, really?
Like you couldn't do something. Instead of that, you had to go to study hall.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, because you were falling behind.
Gotcha.
Like, all the kids in study hall were losers. Yeah. Academically. And some losers in life.
Academically.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I think modern study halls, unless you have like an activity you do during the day or you're like a senior where you can leave early, those are for you to do your work.
Oh, okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tam, how are you, buddy?
All right, guys.
What's up?
So... A couple things. One is for my kids, when they came home to study, a lot of times it helped them for them to ask us because we knew how to talk to them, communicate, and kind of get through to them easier.
You're talking to your own kids.
Well, yeah, okay. Because at school, too, because kids sometimes are afraid to raise their hand. They don't want to look like the dummy in class ask a question. So parents know how to talk to them and communicate with them a little better.
Okay.
Second of all, I was wondering, like you guys said, who did these studies? If it's teachers, kind of on the side, is it because also they don't want to do all this homework correction the next day? It's less work for them if they can say, hey, half the class wants to opt out. I don't have to grade so many homeworks, so many projects, so many this and that. So it's kind of interesting, is that skewed a little bit because some of the teachers are coming up with this program.
So I will say this, Tom, of the books that I saw last night, some of them were written by teachers. Some of them were written by like academics in like, like when I say academics, people that like do research for stuff like this, so they don't work with kids. I guess, Tom, you have a lot more faith in your ability to help your kids with their school work than I did. Because as soon as my kids hit fourth grade, I was useless. There was nothing more I could do.
Probably most parents.
Well, for them, it was easier too for them to ask me questions, and you know we'd find it. You know I'd help them out, and my wife would also help them out, and. If they didn't know the answer, or my wife or I didn't know the answer, we'd look it up together.
Okay.
We'd find out ways the kids would learn how to research through either the internet or something and find out the answers themselves.
Tom, here's the important question.
Teaching them to be more responsible.
Here's the important question, Tom, and we're an honest show, so we need honesty. Tom, what was your grade point average when you graduated high school?
Mine?
Yeah.
No, I graduated from, well, this is going to date me. But I went to Cardinal Mooney High School, and then
you
from
old,
there to
Tom, Olympia. You old! So were your grades good when you graduated?
No, he had 0.0.
Yes, they were all back then. Regents classes were something that was held that not everybody went to, and you graduated with a Regents diploma if you were more on the brighter side.
No big deal,
or you had
man.
The local.
Slow Tommy.
Yeah, but they were closing that school anyway, so everybody got A's. Right?
He was slow. Slow
Tom. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right.
What, is he disappointed? I thought I gave him an apple time.
I don't know.
Right? I don't know. I don't have that faith that I can help my kid with their schoolwork.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
My wife is a brilliant woman. My wife is a brilliant woman. She is an Ivy League educated doctor.
Right.
And there are times where I look at her and I can tell she's like, what the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, it's stuff you learned so long ago, you forgot.
252-WCMF, I see you guys on hold, sit tight. I want to read another Facebook message. We've been getting a lot of dudes in here.
Yeah.
Right? We got a woman named Lisa. Again, we're talking about this opting out of homework idea that's been sweeping the nation.
Oh, right.
Lisa writes, my kids have far too much homework, and half the time they don't understand. My kids are hardworking students. They get good grades. Most of the time, they end up on the phone with their friends worried they're all doing it wrong, which just adds stress to their already busy and stressful lives. The teachers should be able to teach it in the time that they're allotted. It is funny how teachers have all of a sudden hit the crosshairs, right?
Like,
so you're pushing it back teachers. On the teacher now.
Well, like Tom goes, if the teachers write this, so they have less work.
They want less work.
So Lisa, you should be able to teach it in the time and not have the after work. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
How you doing? I just wanted to put in my 2 cents about the no homework this year.
I'll give you 1 cent. 1 cent, Nick.
My daughter's school started it this year, and I've seen a drastic change in her grades. They actually give her free periods to complete work that's not completed in class, so if they need help, they can go see that teacher to get specific help.
Okay.
And it's made a world of difference in her grades this year, as well as her friends' grades, and I don't have to worry about her stressing out at home, like, I don't know how to do this, Dad, and then I have to break out the textbook and try to teach myself it and read the whole thing and figure it all out on my own. And the way they teach nowadays is just ridiculous. You can't just add two numbers together like we did 20 years ago.
What they got now? They get that new number.
You need new math, buddy.
Yeah, they want you to break it down individually, and they make it 5 times longer. And when I teach her the way that I do it, she gets it wrong.
So they do that long math?
No, he's not lying. Oh. What he's explaining is absolutely true. Now, Nick, let me ask you, where does your daughter go to school, first of all?
Kendall.
Okay, she goes out to Kendall. Nick, be honest, when you found out that your daughter would no longer have homework, your first reaction before seeing how it worked for her was what?
I was happy for her.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if you were skeptical and then all of a sudden you saw a change. Okay, that's good.
Well, being a single parent, you know, working full-time over 40 hours a week, you know, when I get home, I'm worried about 1,000 other things, and I have to stop doing what I'm doing to help her, and then she gets stressed out, you know, and I get stressed out because she's stressed out, and it just turns into, it used to turn into a big ordeal, and last year she had problems with it, and this year there's absolutely no problems. I think she just got her 5-week grades in the other day.
Right, she do.
And her lowest grade is a 96-something.
Nice job. Way to go, girl. Way to go, Nick's daughter.
Could have been 100 if she had that homework.
Yeah, she doesn't have any homework. She can relax when she gets home. Play video games, go outside.
I want to take one more call, but thank you for the story, buddy, and congratulations on your daughter's grades. That's awesome.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
There goes super smart Nick. Mm. Super, he's not. He couldn't help with the homework.
No, he's got to grab the textbook.
Yeah, you are going to talk right now.
I ain't doing no textbook.
You can't even read words. We'll take one more call. Again, talk about opting out of homework. 252-WCMF. A man who was doing all his homework between going to weird-ass metal shows at the Penny Arcade. Jeremy's got the last word. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
You know, I feel like I'm on Where Are You Whining, because I called to say something, but I'm learning a lot from the callers. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to be a dick and blow your mind at the same time.
Whoa! Damn.
Let's do it.
All right. Here comes the dick part. It's in my experience that the kids who said, when the hell am I ever going to need this, when they were younger, you know, it's showing up now. You need it because you're going to have kids someday, and you're going to need to help them with their homework.
Okay.
I advocate for no testing. I advocate for only homework. Because homework is a great way to practice your skills in math and science. Most every other subject is memorization of facts. Tests just stress kids. And, you know, other than maybe a limited amount of jobs, you're not going to be pressed on the spot to do something.
Okay.
Homework builds applications. It builds creative thinking. As far as the studies go, I haven't read the studies, so I'm kind of talking out both sides of my ass here.
Yeah, welcome to the break room.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've got.
Okay, it's an interesting theory. Jeremy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And again, I mean, who knows what the right answer is?
Yeah.
But
I'm just thinking personally, only homework would have absolutely killed my grades.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed them.
But look.
And I don't know if a teenage me, you could have changed that. I don't know.
I will say this. The most, for all of the folks that are like freaking out on Facebook right now, writing us, calling this lazy, for a guy like you who thinks this is stupid and will make the kids dumb, the most dangerous sentence in the English language,
what is it?
Is we do it this way because we've always done it this way.
I thought it was buy one, get one. Go ahead.
Well, no, because I'm getting an extra one.
Are you?
Let's take a break.